Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Social media is the most relevant form of communication that we have as artists.
Although platforms will forever change, there are some rules that will always apply.
Welcome to Bridge the Atlantic's B-Sides.
We are your hosts, music web designer Ross Barber-Smith from Scotland.
And I'm singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist Marcy Novelli from Canada.
So today we want to share some thoughts on social media. So, I mean, I get asked by clients a lot what social media platforms they should use. Should they be using all of them? Should they just be using one or two? And, you know, it's one of those questions. There's not really a one-size-fits-all kind of answer.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of opinions on this, but generally most people would suggest using a few different platforms. But what I always say is focus on like two or three that you really like, because I feel like you'll be more likely to use them if you're actually enjoying them. You know
definitely
what I mean?
Like, for example, I don't understand Snapchat. I've tried to use it, and I know Marcel, you're slightly older than me, but I feel like I'm too old for Snapchat because I just don't get
I'm like,
it.
I'm less than a year old.
I know.
I used to use Snapchat a lot, and I've just moved over. Basically, I just focus now on the triage, which is my triage: Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Those are my three number one babies that I focus on, and it's great because you can now do like a Snapchat kind of thing in Instagram. But sorry, you were feeling old and making me feel
old. No, I was just feeling old because I think it kind of ties into, you know, using the ones that you like. So I tried to use Snapchat because everyone seems to be using it, but I just don't get it. Mm-hmm. And after spending so long trying to figure it out, I was like, you know, it's not really for me. So I'm not going to be spending my time on there because, one, I don't enjoy it, and two, I don't really have time to learn that.
There's something important to say about this. So one, like we said, use what you enjoy, but also you have to know where your audience is and also what you're doing. So for you as a web designer, it really doesn't make sense for you to go use Snapchat unless you want to use Snapchat simply for you and your friends. It doesn't make sense. As a web designer, it makes complete sense for you to focus on, you know, I would say all three of them. It has their benefit.
Yeah, all three. They're good for different things. Yeah.
Start with Instagram, because if you can just post one or two photos a week and share that on Twitter and Facebook, you've just covered all three. Obviously, you don't want to put everything into just one platform, I think. However, I think in this situation, if people are just not into social media at all, that's a great place to get started.
It definitely is important to think about where your audience is going to be hanging out, though. So try and think about who your audience are and where you're going to connect with them on social media. So really, ultimately, I think focus on what you enjoy and where your audience are going to be. And then you're going to be on the right track if you can get those two kind of cross over. There are arguments for focusing all your energies on one platform and making that the place to be. But I know you and I, we've talked about this quite a lot.
Yeah, we don't necessarily agree with this, but as always, different things work for different people. So much of social media comes down to trial and error and just seeing what works.
I think one of the ways that social media should be used is one that unfortunately a lot of people, often bands and musicians, overlook. It's called social media for a reason. And actually, I posted that on Twitter once and someone blocked me because they did not like that I said social media should be a social thing.
It's not talking at somebody. It should be talking with someone. It's like going to a party and just, well, actually, I'm going to say there are some people like this, but they just talk and talk and talk about themselves, which a lot of people do, actually. And I think, as a side note, that we need to, all of us need to work more on our real life social skills. You know what I mean? Because I think a lot of people, they're so stuck on their phones that, and I should say we are all, I think, often stuck in our phones that we lose touch with how to be social in real life. If we work on those real life social skills, then we can translate and use those real life social skills in social media. A lot of people just tend to broadcast and shout out about their upcoming releases and shows, you know, do this. I do this sometimes, of course, but I think that for every post that's promoting something, you know, I think there needs to be like 5 to 10 that are just you being you, just share and have a conversation, ask people what they think, you know, rather than invest the time in getting to know people who follow them. A lot of times people will just shout at them. Yeah. You know, stop
shaming. Give this to me. I want this. I want that. It's like, no one wants to be your friend. If you're the one that, you know, if all you're doing is telling people to do stuff, people are not going to, you know, they're not going to hold on to that. So the relationships are really important, and it has to be genuine in two way. If you don't show interest in people, then you know, why should you expect them to show interest in you? It's like a mutual respect kind of thing. And you do have to be building connections with the people that follow you, because I think if you've got a connection, then they're more likely to want to support you because they feel valued and they like you. And I've found this, you know, even with musicians who maybe I'm not the biggest fan of their music, but we've tweeted or we've spoken in other ways and I like them. I want to support them because I like who they are as a person I want to see them do well, even if I'm not the biggest fan musically.
Absolutely. I've become fans of people just because how they've interacted. In fact, there's been a few people on this show that I've said this before that I didn't know who they were. You've brought them on the show cause you were into them and I didn't even check out the music, but because of them, just how awesome they were, I checked out the music and ended up becoming a fan, you know, ended up loving what they do. But like you said, it definitely has to be genuine. Like this isn't like, we're not saying this. If you're an artist listening right now and you're taking notes, okay, I've got to be like this, be like that. And I've got to appear like this. No, it has to be genuine. It has to come from your heart. You have to actually just be yourself, you know? And I think on the flip side, it's important to know too, that it's okay if people don't like you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Cause you can't be everything to everyone. You know, be yourself. The right people will gravitate towards you. And that's it. Speaking about myself, if I hid that I was a vegan because I'm afraid that people who are very anti-vegan are going to hate on me, well, I don't want those people around anyway. If they're going to be, you know, I want open-minded people, you know, whether or not they are vegan whatsoever, I don't care. I just want open-minded people around me. I want people, you know, you and I will share things that matter to us. It's so much more fun, this whole thing. But whether it's me as an artist, Ross as a web designer, or collectively us as, you know, web show and podcast hosts and whatever the hell you want to call us, just a couple of weird dudes. It's a lot more fun when we get to connect with people. And this is a lesson for everybody. It really is a lot more fun. It's really lonely when it's just about you.
But one common mistake that we see with social media is people not doing their research. So, for example, like reaching out to people and not knowing what they do and just ending up looking, kind of making themselves look really bad.
Yeah, this is kind of similar to something we covered in our episode about podcasting, our B-sides episode about podcasting. But it's really just a case of doing some simple research before reaching out to someone.
Yeah. Like, for example, if you're sending someone your music because you're seeking management, it's probably a good idea to find out if they're involved in management first.
What? What are you talking about?
I know. Crazy. It's crazy.
You're crazy, right? You're way too crazy. Progressive.
You think so? I mean, it's crazy, isn't it?
I mean, if you want to be featured on a podcast or magazine, check that they cover your genre of music or that they even accept submissions at all.
Simple. Yeah, or that they actually are a podcast or that they actually are a magazine. I mean, it's pretty simple. Exactly. Like, it's just, again, it's kind of all that human thing, isn't it? You know, it's going back to the point that you're dealing with real people. So make sure that any communication that you have with them is personal and you're not just demanding that someone does something for you, especially if it's not the thing that they do in the first place.
It's the same idea of just walking up to random people on the street. It doesn't make any sense.
I know. And like, while that may work one in 500 times, do you really want to be wasting your time on the 499 that's not right?
Pissing people off, you know? So have a conversation with people first before you ask for anything for yourself.
Yeah. And it really is important that you do that basic research, because it can stop you from embarrassing yourself, wasting time, or making some critical mistakes. Because, you know, at the end of the day, one of the things we want to do is help you avoid making mistakes.
We've definitely been on the receiving end of that a few times.
Yeah, we are not a magazine, guys. We're not a magazine, is all I'm going to say. And I think, you know, that's probably a pretty good place for us to wrap up this episode of B-Sides. We hope that you found it useful. Obviously, we want to hear from you. Let us know if you did. I would really love to hear about, you know, any mistakes that you've made or, you know, that you've come across that, you know, hopefully other people can learn from. Just get in touch. You know, we're on the Twitters, we're on the Instagrams, we're on the Facebooks. You know, we know all the social medias. Don't forget to visit our website and pick up one of our shirts while you are there.
Bye. This episode was brought to you by Social Surge. All links are in the show notes, so please check them out because they do what, Ross?
They keep this show alive.
That was my podcaster voice.
First time I ever brought it out. I felt like the way that you said that, there needed to be followed with may have side effects of blah, 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 blah. It sounded very much like that. And if you would like to sponsor the show, please visit patreon.com/bridgetheatlantic. As we mentioned earlier, we have recently updated the rewards, which now includes sponsorship at the start of our interviews, as well as an opportunity for you to co-host an episode. Make sure to subscribe on YouTube and iTunes so you don't miss any episodes, and leave us a comment and let us know what you think of the show.